Second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to go to the stream is go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World and see all the great videos and stories and photos post about animals. You got to see the good dog post honoring the all the rescue dogs from 9/11. Really, really wonderful post, but get your Kleenex because it's very touching. And anyway, it is the third Sunday of the month. And so it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. And we did that just at the end of the last hour. Personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter is here. And you can check her out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. So, hey, Nathan, as long as you're not talking on the phone and we're all together here, let's start over with, boy, it's a cloudy. We've had some rain yesterday, and it's been dry here today so far. So what's our weather looking like for the day and the week?
Well, cloudy and gray and drizzly is what we're looking at coming up here, especially for today. Well, morning into the afternoon, it'll clear up a little bit, become sunny, but still cooler temperatures at 66 degrees. That's for today, but tomorrow we'll start to see clouds starting to roll back in just a little bit, and then Tuesday rain is likely, and looks like showers will be sort of on and off for throughout the remainder of the week after that.
Okay. So it really kind of, the weather is feeling more like we're moving into fall, but, you know, usually the middle of September, we've usually still got some nice weather coming on, you know, and all of that. So, Natasha, what's your sense here? I mean, is summer over? Are we going to get warmer weather for a while, or do you have any sense of what's going to go on weather-wise?
It's going to be an on and off. Like, you're cloudy down there. I got blue sky.
I was going to say, it looked like you're kind of got sun coming in your window. Is that
exactly? Exactly. And so it's going to be what it's going to be. And it's going to be, you know, I knew we actually had a rainier summer than we've had in a long time.
Not here. No, we were really dry here.
Oh, I had rain and stuff during the summer. And it was interesting because, you know, usually we have like maybe 40 days of no rain, and we didn't go a stretch of no rain this time. And so I think that what I'm getting a sense of is that we're going to have, you know, really kind of that rainy, wet time. And then we're going to have a little bit of dryness. It's going to be that kind of ebb and flow of life until we're getting more into October.
I'll ask you if it has significance related to the weather. I'm not sure. So this comes off of posts that I've been seeing in my next door neighborhood, you know, online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I know I pay really close attention to my cedar trees, and cedars in the fall do a thing called flagging.
Yeah.
And that's where some of the parts of the cedar tree turn brown and fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that it directly relates to how much rain we get, you know, like during the summer coming. And so some years they flag just all kinds of flags, and a lot comes off those trees. And sometimes there's very little. All right, so that's not what I'm asking you about, but that's getting us into this. So what people are posting about, and I don't have any information to contribute because I don't have any pine trees. I've got hemlocks and cedars. Mm-hmm. Don't have pine trees. All right, but the people all around here that have pine trees are saying that all of a sudden the pine trees had a major dump of the green cones, you know, before the pine cones are ready to really come off. Like I had one year, I've got a, you know, giant large maple tree, and one fall, this is a few years ago, all the seeds fell off early. And before the tree ever started to lose any leaves, there was, you know, the maple seeds all over the yard. It was really weird. Well, that seems to be going on. One person posted that all of a sudden their yard was full of the immature green pine cones, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. And so a husband would go out and clean them all up one day, and then the next day that there'd be all kinds of green pine cones all over again. Well, then everybody else in the neighborhood started chiming in. And so it sounds like it's not just one person's pine trees that are doing this. And they were blaming it on the squirrels. But the other people that chimed in from various areas around here, but, you know, relatively close, are all describing the same thing. The pine trees, they've never seen it before, dropping tons of the green cones. So I just wanted to, because this just happened last week that people are reporting this, that if you could tune into it, Natasha, is this some big message? I mean, is it that some people are saying, well, they're dropping the cones because that indicates it's going to be a really long, cold winter or a really wet winter or something? You know, does this have any significance about what's going on weather-wise in our area? Or what does it mean anything? I mean, are you getting anything related to this?
Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit longer and wetter.
So
I wasn't wanting to hear that because I do recess duty.
Okay. But so you're getting longer, wetter winter.
Yeah,
Now,
we're
wet in
gonna have
terms of
some
rain or snow?
rain. I'm not getting that it's gonna be. We're gonna have bouts of snow, but I'm not getting that it's gonna be like. It's not gonna be like we're gonna have like a really long, cold,
Okay.
freezing winter.
So
It's
this is
not.
more like long and wet,
Yeah, but
but
it's gonna
not
be cold. It's
necessarily
gonna be cold.
really
It's gonna be cold,
cold.
but it's
Okay.
not gonna be that
But no 2 or 3
freezing.
feet of snow sort of thing.
Yeah,
We're not
and
going to
it's
have.
not. I don't like.
Okay.
I'm checking in with my pond, and I'm seeing that my pond might get like a just a little light layer of ice on it, and then it'll
Okay.
melt, and then it'll get another light layer of ice on it, and then it'll melt. So it's not gonna be like a
Not deep
solid,
freezes. Yeah.
not a deep
Okay.
freeze.
Okay.
We will get snow. But that's more December, January, February, like we normally do. We might actually get a little bit into the March, but chances of it. But it's gonna be the Earth is changing just like we are, and it's
Yeah.
gonna be a little bit unpredictable about what's gonna come through. So if you're hunkering down, getting that hunker down feeling, with the rain and it's gloomy. So how can you go into your home and renegotiate some of the emotions of your home? Is it time to get into doing like cleaning out the filing cabinet? Is it time to kind of dust corners that normally don't want to be dusted because that might bring in some light? I've had my salt lamps, the light bulbs are burning out. And so, I'm letting them rest for a little bit, and then I'm going to replace the light bulbs because they're important to bring light into my house as we're getting darker. And so, how can we use the emotion that's here to help us move through the emotion? If we're kind of
Right.
dark and gloomy, instead of sitting down there going, "Oh, I'm so depressed," kind of get up and do something small. Like for me, I'm picking out a filing of. At my filing cabinet, I pick out one file and I go through it, because it's one piece of the puzzle to get things moving.
You talked about bringing light in, because light is really important, and I think there's more and more work being done to know how much the light and how much light we get during the affects our emotions and how we feel. Now, so, and this just occurred to me, I want to ask you, they've come up with, lights that you can get to turn on in the winter that you spend, so you get light so you feel better. And I remember a few years ago, I saw one on TV, and I ordered it, and I used it, and I felt much better that winter. And so for a couple winters or so I used it, but then it quit working and I never got another one. But do those kind of lights work? And is it a good idea? So if we tend to get low energy or don't aren't are feeling not so swell in the winter, getting one of those lights to spend time close to would be
Exactly.
helpful, huh?
I actually put up Rocky might add a little bit of spice to this, but I usually
Oh,
put
that's
up
your
a lot of
kitty, your young
yeah.
kit
And
cat.
he's a
Okay.
teenager right now.
Right, yeah.
And so I put up a lot of Christmas lights, to change up my atmosphere. I leave Christmas lights up, not the colored ones, but white lights up in my house until February, March. So it's that, what can you do to persevere through? I have salt lamps all through my house. I think I have one, two, three, four, five of them in my house.
Okay, I have one, two, three working ones. So, yeah, salt lamps are really nice.
They are. They bring a hue of light that is comforting, and then they help with the energy. So,
Yeah, she's talking about the Himalayan salt lamps, and which are pretty readily available. A lot of stuff I know. They have them from time to time at Fred Meyer even, but a really great place. East West Bookshop in Edmonds. They usually East West usually has always had a nice selection of salt lamps.
And if you get
No,
this,
but I want to circle back before we're off the weather business.
well, I want to add though too, if you get the selenite.
Selenite crystal.
The selenite crystal salt lamps, or the selenite lamps, they bring
Selenite.
a,
I don't know that I've ever seen a
yeah,
selenite lamp.
and they bring a white light, not an orange light. They bring a white light, and a lot of times they can, and the selenite can, selenite is a very magical stone, and when you light it up, it does add a different hue to the I have it in one of my dark corners, and it brings just a nice light to that area. And so, and it depends on how big it is, depends on how much light it brings in.
All right. Now I'm circling back. Is do you see the drop of the green pine cones going on around my area? The big mega drop. Is that related to the winter weather coming up or weather we had this summer? I mean, is it weather
Yeah, the
related?
squirrels are very busy. The
Okay.
squirrels are
So the
very
squirrels
busy.
do have something to do with it.
Well, no, the
And
squirrels are very busy, so they're in the trees a lot, but the trees are getting ready
Okay.
for there's for a metaphor, there's a big wind blowing through. There's a big wind of change blowing through, and so they're hunkering their roots down, they're getting more settled. They're not spending a lot of energy in, the normal, the
So maybe
normal.
dropping cones prematurely to prevent having to use the energy to support them?
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we have a little bit windier winter, just because the winds of change are coming in. And so, usually when we have change coming in, the winds kind of help move the energy through. And so if you're finding that the winds are coming in, instead of asking them to stop or move, ask them just to calm. And if you start working with the elements, working with the wind element, what do you want to teach me? Let's calm down and I'll work with you. If there's a lot of rain, okay, emotions, what am I not working with my emotions with? Let me have my emotions rain, and let's just calm down. Let's just have an ease and grace time. I don't mind a drizzle, but I don't want to, I don't want the deluge of a flood to remember that I have emotions. Just like me spilling my water this morning, I'm checking in with my emotions that I'm not moving through, because it was on my leg, and my leg need, my right leg's about releasing. So what am I not releasing of my emotions and the story of things? And so really looking into, I really look at, what is this here to teach me? What is this here to teach me so that I can come at it with an observation and a proactiveness, instead of I'm the victim of it.
Right. Okay, so I have a personal question here. Do you see me and on my property? Do you see any serious long-term power outages during this upcoming winter?
More yes than no.
Yeah, okay.
They'll be short and quick. They'll be short and quick.
Yeah, as long as they're short and quick, I'm good, but long term, I'm not. So,
There might be one, but it's how do you get it? And there's something about warmth that's tapping me for you.
how to get warmth? Warm, you
Yeah.
mean? Well, I do. I am remembering in my mind one winter where the power outage was a really bad one and it lasted really long. And I can remember being in my front room, having all my winter clothes on and my big stadium parka with a hood on and as much clothes and coat that I could pile on myself. And I'm standing in the middle of my living room and I can see my breath.
That's when you know it's cold.
That's when you know it's cold. When you can
I'm
see
so.
your breath inside your house, it's too darn cold. And I would just as soon avoid
Do
that.
you have a
Anyway.
gas? Do you have a gas?
No.
Oh, you're all electric.
I'm electric and I have a pellet stove, which is wonderful, you know, if
except
I need
for it's
it,
electric.
But it requires electricity to run it.
No, because yeah. I know I have a gas stove, and mm-hmm. so I can use I flick it. You know, I just need the light to turn on so I can flick it on, and then I boil water. And sometimes that brings humidity and warmth into a house if you can boil water.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. I'm
tricks.
Looking at the clock. We best take care of our advertisers, stay on schedule. And if you have behavior, training, or healing questions or stories you want to share or talk with me about, you want an intuitive reading with Natasha or talk to human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching, she's here too. Phone lines are open, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. But either way, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the third Sunday of the month, and so I'm here for behavior training and healing questions. Our stories, and Natasha Venter is here, our medium communicator, personal awareness coach, and all general psychic stuff. So she's here also. We'd love to hear from you, 425-373-5527. All right, as long as we have open phone lines, Natasha, let's, I think we've kind of covered the bases with the weather stuff. And how about astrology? I know we got a lot of things going on astrologically. We're moving up to the so what do we need to know about that sort of stuff here?
So going into on the 17th, 18th, we have the eclipse with the full moon.
A full moon and a lunar eclipse.
It's a partial eclipse, so it's
partial
kinda,
eclipse. Okay.
Yeah, it's that shorter. You know, it's just.
But along with the full moon,
there.
That's pretty. And then we got the equinox coming up. That is probably going to be pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that because the eclipse, the partial eclipse is the theme is, like I said a little bit before, it's about that bridge between this world and bridge between us. What we've been and what we're moving into. We had a lot of eclipses last year that, and a couple years that have really set us up with the tone of it's time for us to relieve ourselves of our old story.
Gotcha.
And now it's coming into how do we use our old story to benefit us as we move forward. For an example, if you like a personal story that I have, that, you know, me being dyslexic, how am I using that victim part of me that's been bullied and shamed and guilted? How do I use that victimhood that I had, turn it around to become more of an enlightened, where I can help other people and empower people through knowing what being a victim feels like? Mm-hmm. You know, okay. What being bullied feels like, what being less than feels like. Like having the mantra, how I perceive myself is how others perceive me. Well, that's one of the mantras that came to me to help me enlighten myself. Because if I'm living my life less than and more and belittled in myself, because that's how I think of myself, then people are going to belittle me and shame me and guilt
me. Right, you'll get that reflected back at you. Yeah.
And reflect it back to me. Now, you know, many of us who are light workers, you know, we're like a moth to a light, you know. It's like, you know, so there's sometimes a lot, I get a lot of trauma that's around me because I'm a light worker.
Right.
And some of it's not a mirroring of who I am, but I'm at least gleaning what I can about having good boundaries, about understanding life. And I'm asking for healing on this for people in their old stories. You know, okay.
Have a real opportunity right now with all the astrological influences to really shift big patterns in our life. So
exactly. I'm
trying to bring this to a practical level for you all to have something to do with it. Good. What's going on in your life that has been long-term stuff that you're not happy with? Okay. Now it says that we get the opportunity to move into something new and improve and make those shifts. So take advantage of the opportunity and, you know, cause you might have to walk into your fear, you know, to do whatever it is you need to do to, raise your vibration and move forward.
Exactly. And it's like, if you have a knee that hurts, when was the last time you said, I love you?
Oh, to your knee?
To your knee.
Oh,
when
true.
Was the last wow. time you loved your back for, yes, Nathan is moving. I've had
yeah,
so many
a
people.
Constant tall person thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but how many times have you not necessarily thanked your tallness for being there? There's so many things that we self-judge and self, hurt, you know, I'm not finding the word here, you know, it's time for us actually to say, you know, hey, I appreciate you showing me something. You know, maybe people have had knee problems because they've been afraid to move forward. You know, they've been afraid to own into that they are lights and they are miracles. You know, that, you know, it's that owning into it. And when we start loving these parts of us that have been holding us back, sometimes it's a metaphor for a lot of different things. And you know, we're all getting older, you know, even kids are getting older and things are happening, you know, so how do we hold our own empowerment? Like the other day at school, I had the experience where I watched a kid trip over a wall. And
a wall?
A short little wall.
Ah.
He tripped over it as he's jumping over. He comes up and his arm is not straight.
Uh-oh.
And so instantly I said, come here. And I swooped under, put my arm under it, sat down, had him sit down, sit here. I swooped my arm, my hand underneath it to support his wrist. And then I called for help. But what I did was, as soon as I called for help, I knew that my energy affected him. Something came over me. I just knew things. And so with that, you know, we are affecting the energies. I didn't ask for healing for him because that's not my job. But yet I asked myself to just stay calm and be a part of the energy, be part of the teaching that we meant to, what was meant to be. And then the nurse came and she saw what I was doing. I was just a person kind of being a splint for this kid until the ambulance came. And she kept him focused on things. He, you know, his anxiety and his stress. And it was interesting how as I observed that, you know, mom came and, you know, moms and dads, they are who they are. But as soon as they came, she says, he's got anxiety. He has all this stuff.
Right. She totally upset the apple cart and turned the and probably triggered the kid into all kinds of anxiety
and stress. Exactly, because she didn't know better to do better.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, and equating this, I'm telling all the time on my clients, okay? You're there, you know, your dogs, you're the leader. You're the alpha. Okay. That means when, you know, when yuck happens, you don't get to go into it and lose it. You have to pull up your big girl or big boy pants and you have to set the appropriate example to keep your animals in balance. Well, it's the same thing for parents and their kids. Mm-hmm. If, you know, you're running down the street with a young kid and they stumble and skin their knee, mom turns around and says, oh, baby. Well, the kid loses it. Okay. And goes in all kinds
exactly.
of crap. If mom turns around and says, woohoo, brave boy, you fell and skinned your knee. Oh, wow. And gets happy and joyful. Well, the kid gets up, shakes it off, and we're off to do something
exactly.
else. Exactly. So, you know, it's really important that you not trigger your animals or your kids, that you remember that you're supposed to be the reasonable, responsible, bright light, setting the appropriate example. But anyway, it helps keep you from, you know, going into trouble. Like when something happens really horrible here, like an earthquake or something really, you know, that could be really scary. I can't let myself go into that. I have to go into my jolly routine and keep my animals stable, you know? So you got to remember that. And so it sounds like this mom just triggered. Yeah, finish your story.
Well, and that's the thing is that here comes dad on the thing. Hey, kid, I did it myself. I've done that a couple of times and, you know, and that's okay. But the thing is, though, we don't always know better to do better.
Right.
And so even though I had these parts of me that knew what to do, I'm intuitive. I trust that part of me that knows what to do and let it come over me. Not everybody does. But even I, after, because it happened right before I was to leave work, that even I came home, sat in my driveway for a few minutes, backed out, went to my husband and got a hug from my husband. And I had a few tears that came down my face because I was holding.
You had to let go of all that emotion from the experience.
That emotion and what I was holding. And so sometimes we have these emotions that pop up and we have to honor them. But do they stay? Do they get into the pit? Do they go down the rabbit hole? And that's what the difference between things. You know, it's like it is just a spill of the water. It is a thing. It is a moment, and honor the moment that it is and let it move through and, you know, be who you are, be the human, and then learn, oh, you know, I did do a little, was I more emotional than I should have been or could have been? Well, there's no shoulda, coulda, but, oh, maybe if I would have just breathed a little bit more.
Yeah. If I would, and just so you know, to bring it to a practical, logical place, you know, emotions are energy.
Yeah.
And when you feel the negative emotions and so forth, if you try to pretend you're not feeling them and you stuff and suppress them, that anger stays, or you know, that energy stays in your body. And the longer it's there, the more havoc it wreaks. And so suppressed negative emotional energy is the beginning of disease and illness and that sort of thing.
It is.
So what Natasha is saying is that you don't want to stuff and suppress. Now, maybe you can't safely express it and let it go in the situation that you're in. So you have to hold it for a little while in order to get to a place where you can release it. But what she's saying is you don't want to hold on to it and stuff and suppress it long term, because that's what makes you sick. So
exactly.
what
that's
you have
need.
To do,
that's
and you can't
need.
Avoid your mm-hmm. emotions. Many of us are in a lot of turmoil because we live from our neck up. We live in our head. And we don't deal with our emotional body and emotions. So you can't avoid the negative emotions. You, in order to release them, you have to allow yourself to feel them and express them in a safe way. Like, for example, with anger, and you also have to keep in mind, and this is universal spiritual law, folks, applies to everybody, whether you believe it or not. What you put out, you get back tenfold. So if you're releasing anger, but you're doing it by directing it at someone, I hate this, I hate you, I don't, and you're directing your anger at stuff, well, it's an energy. It hurts them. And then if you direct that anger out at somebody, it's going to come back to you tenfold from other sources. So I'm convinced a lot of people are in such turmoil because they're spewing out so much anger, it's coming back on them so bad that when you stop that cycle, it's amazing what happens. And then we find out we're not comfortable living in peace and harmony because we are used to all the turmoil. But at any rate, you need to feel it and move through it. So releasing anger responsibly, well, the bottom line is you don't direct it at people and things. But you can go scream in a pillow. It's just an energy. Let it out. You can take a tennis racket and beat up a pillow. Okay, and scream and yell. And that effectively releases it. You can punch a bag, you know, punching bag, punch and yell and all that, and let the energy out. But that way you're not directing it anywhere. You're just letting it out and releasing it safely. And it's amazing what a difference that makes.
It, it like, really is. And you're speaking about the Mars in Cancer. It's about how do you negotiate your conflict inside of you? Outside of you, you know, do you feed into the realities that are going on around you? I so care about the election. I so care about our food. I so care, but I'm not jumping on the rabbit hole ship of, you know, what's going to happen? Where's going to go? You know, it's like I honor it. I'm asking for healing on it. And I'm just, it's that, ooh, where are we going to be? But it's going to be what it's going to be, no matter what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm negotiating inside of myself. And so how do I negotiate my own conflict? And that's what Mars in Cancer, my whole life has taught me, is how do I deal with my own personal conflict?
So stay in touch with yourself, folks. Be responsible with your emotional energy. Release it responsibly. And know that there's a huge opportunity to start letting go of the old patterns and getting into the new energies for your life. I wrote down what Natasha said because it made so much sense. We're relieving ourselves of our old stories. So the old stuff, whenever we want to get, we have the opportunity now to move into something new, but you got to take advantage of it. And sometimes that means stepping into and through your fears to get to that new story.
Exactly. All right. Blessings on everybody's journey.
I know we've got to take care of advertisers, but before we do that, I want to touch base with Nathan because we haven't chatted for a little while. How's your, you know, you got to fill Natasha in on how's your condo going?
It is nearly there. Pretty much got everything all done except for the final thing before I move in. And I've been saying this the entire time, and that's the carpeting. So last week I went through and got some estimates, had people come in, and one company got back to me. Then I had another one come out and take some measurements. So they'll be giving me their estimate as well. And once they all come in, I'll decide which one I want to go with. And then they'll all be pretty much doing the same carpeting. It's just which would I prefer to have do the job.
All right. So and once you decide, it shouldn't take too long to get it done. And
right. It all depends on whenever they're able to get the material in. And, of course, the installation time shouldn't be too much since it's only about, 500 or so square feet to cover in carpet. So they should be able to get it done in a relatively quick amount of time.
So are you seeing a time where you're, are you knowing now when you'll be able to move in? Are you planning that yet?
I'm estimating about a month from now is
my guess. Okay, so mid-October is probably when you're going. Okay,
yeah, mid to the end of October.
But all is well. Now, Natasha, how does that feel to you? Is he actually going to move in mid-October?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're saying yes. Okay, yeah. So timing looks good. All right.
It does. Give it a few minutes before you move in because let the off gases of the carpet.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And what
will
a classic example. Because what is Nathan doing? He's moving into his new story. All right. And he's not having to fight the fear or anything. He's just doing it. And but this is what it's all about. And see, it's perfect timing. So it's going pretty swimmingly, it seems to me.
Yeah. Finished up the bathroom the other day, put up the new light fixture and the curtain rods and everything like that, and new medicine cabinets and mirrors. So
yeah,
it's
so
all ready to go. I think
started,
there's just like two or three shelves that still need to go up, but that can be done anytime. As far as the big stuff goes, carpeting's the last thing to do.
Yep. So if you're in balance with the universe and your higher self and all of that, and you really are truly making the moves to move into your new story, then you generally are supported by the universe. And, it makes it easier to go. If it's not flowing, not working, then you got to look at, am I on the right path? Is this threat, the sort of thing. You have to assess that. But normally, if you're, in alignment with all of this, it's going to flow. So anyway, great news there. We will get back to the next thing on Nathan's list after we take care of our advertisers. So anyway, and phone lines are still open. Love to hear from you, 425-373-5527. But stay right where you are, because we'll take care of our advertisers, the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. Stay right where you are, and Animal World continues straight ahead on Alternative Talk. AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Now, he was in the studio last week, or not in the studio, but on the show with us last week, he and his sister, Linda Rasmussen. And he, of course, does the neuroenergetic balancing, the Rasmussen reset, and so forth. I'm going to let you know that, you know, so he talked to us last week that he has started doing some free classes on Zoom for members of his private group. And he had the second class this last Wednesday evening, and they're usually on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8 on Zoom. Now, the only requirement for you to join for free is you have to join his private membership group. You do that by going to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. It only costs $10. Okay. And it's a one-time fee. Once you join, you're a member, and then you get to take advantage of all the free stuff. Well, the seminar the class he did on Wednesday night, the 2 weeks before that, he did a free class teaching us how to reset our own animals' nervous systems, doing the Rasmussen reset. He taught us how to do that on Zoom, and it was very, very cool. Now, this last Wednesday, the free class was he taught us humans what we could do to reset our own nervous systems and balance ourselves. And it was fabulous. I have felt so much better since Wednesday night, just practicing and doing the things that we did in this class. Anyway, I'm telling you about it now because he's repeating the same class, how to work on yourself, how to balance your own nervous system and all of that. Everything he did last Wednesday, he's doing again 2 weeks from now. So the next class is Wednesday evening, September 25th. So it was that's 2 weeks from this last Wednesday. And as of this week, he said he's still got openings. And so if you are interested in learning for free, you know, how to balance yourself and you know what I'm talking about, then you want to go to healingministryforanimals.com and join the group and then let them know that you want to be part of the class. So that's why I'm taking extra time to tell you about that so that you don't miss out, because class was absolutely fabulous. All right. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Let's also mention Natasha, too, since we heard her during that break.
We did. We did. yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good you did, because we do have to let you know. I did, Natasha's website is intuitiveclarifications.com. Mm-hmm. She has a YouTube channel as well, Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive mm-hmm. Clarifications. Natasha Venter IC. And, she's here on the second Sunday next month, though, on Animal World. But you also do a podcast. Still Wednesdays, 4 p.m. on your YouTube?
4 p.m. Yep, I am on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. live, or you can watch later. It's up to you. I have over 900 videos on my YouTube channel, and so I really enjoy supporting people there. Now, the information that I have is in September, during Mercury in retrograde, my Facebook and Instagram got hacked.
Oh.
So, actually, I kind of did it to myself. I tapped on something when I was very, very tired, and uh-oh, I did not listen to my intuition, and I just kind of rolled,
Anyway, you had a problem.
Yeah, experiences, right? But I haven't gotten back on Facebook yet. I've gotten a new Instagram account, and it's Natasha Venter IC. Instead of a slash, it's a dot, a period. But you can look up me in Natasha Venter IC, and you'll find me. I'm not on Facebook right now, and it's kind
of. But you'll be back eventually?
I'm thinking yes. I got a I probably will sit down and maybe do it today, tomorrow. I'm not too sure, but I think.
But your website's always up, intuitiveclarifications.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you are available for private readings.
I am.
So how does that work?
So you can go to my website, Natasha Venter, intuitiveclarifications.com, and you can go through the process of click on wanting to. You can go to my sessions page, find out what I do, or you can just go book online and then you can book to a appointment. I do have 15-minute consultations so that you can see free consultations to see if I would be a good fit for you.
That's so nice. So if you're not sure about a private reading, you can do a test run for 15
minutes.
You can
do a test run.
Well, mm-hmm. How cool is that? All right. Yeah. And then if you're not techie and don't want to mess with the website, you can just give Natasha a call.
Yep.
Right. Okay. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All right. Anything else we need to know about what you're doing?
That's the thing is, like my commercial says, if you need to talk, you know, a lot of my sessions, you know, they're working through a lot of our old story that sometimes we don't know we have. And, you know,
yeah. So if you need help, maybe, you can pay Natasha and do a private reading, but are you fascinated by what we're saying? Or are you thinking, I want to move into my new story, but I'm not real sure what that is. Do you need some guidance about that? Well, guess what? She's free on the radio. So you need to pick up your phone and call us, okay? So if you want a free little personal reading here with Natasha and find out, you know, how you move into your new story, well, give us a call, 425-373-5527. And you can always give Natasha a call off the air if you would like to schedule with her. And remember, you can do a test run for free for 15 minutes. That's very cool. 360-770-7486. All righty then. And Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, is open and available to work with you. And she has room for new clients right now. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. All right, Nathan, what's going on with your Mariners?
Well, they're doing okay. They're winning, and they got a tough okay. road ahead of them. I mean, it's hard to say they're winning and be a little bit, you know, hard to say that because they got other teams that need to be losing, but they're also winning. So right now they're just trying to keep up and push ahead. They got a couple teams that they could get in front of. Of course, first would be the Astros in the AL West. Currently, I believe they're about 4.5 or 4 games behind. I'm just pulling up the standings right now. And yeah, they are 4.5 games behind the Houston Astros. But what's closer to them right now for the playoff picture would be getting into the American League wild card. And currently, the Minnesota Twins are holding the final wild card spot. And the Mariners and the Detroit Tigers are both 2.5 games behind. Back from that. So currently we're in a situation where, along with the Mariners having to win, we also need to have the Minnesota Twins lose their games, and the same with the Detroit Tigers. So many games to be keeping our eyes on right now.
But it sounds like there's still hope that they could make the playoffs.
There is still
saying?
Hope. I mean, it hasn't okay. gone out of that picture yet.
Natasha?
I'm not touching
no, you,
that
you
one.
Know, you're not going to you're not going to tell us if they're going to get there. Okay, well, Natasha's opting out.
I'm opting out on okay. that one. There's too many human aspects into that story.
All right. So then the next
thing
that's
all I'm going to say about that.
Speaking of winning or not, the Seahawks could use a little help right now, cuz right now they're not winning. Okay.
Oh, their game's going on.
Right now, as we speak. And when I just checked with...
Actually, I just pulled it up. Seahawks are up 14-10. playing against
well,
the Patriots.
See, then my little blessing paid off because during the break I said, "Hey Siri, what's the score in the Seahawks game?" And it was 7-10, so the Patriots were ahead by 3.
Oh,
but so they must have recently scored.
That's what it looks like here.
Well, very cool.
I didn't
All
see
right.
any changes when I pulled it up. I mean, I just pulled it up for the first time.
Okay. Well, it's your job now to keep us informed.
Okay.
Okay. So you think good thoughts for the Seahawks because they won last week, you know, and how great is that?
Uh-huh. Played against the Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was really nice that the, you know, new coach had a, the team won to start the season off right. And anyway, so I'm hoping they have a good team. Dr. Nels is really into it, and he and I texted back and forth, so we were happy. Anyway, think good thoughts for the Seahawks because the game is happening as we speak. But they're back in New England, I believe. They're not here locally. Okay, then. I think we are about out of time for this hour. We have one more hour to go. In that hour, I've got some personal questions for Natasha. I still have not yet gotten to our animals in the news this week. Holy mackerel. There's stuff. There's animals in the news this week, so I got to touch base on all of that and let you know how we're going to follow up with information on all of this stuff. And other than that, I think it is time to fire up the love train. And we've got one more chance to get our exercise in for this morning and get our juices flowing and energy up for the rest of the day and the week. We do that by firing up the love train one more time. And dancing is required. You don't get to sit this one. Well, you can sit this one up out because you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up on the love train and dance with us. And of course, you know, you can get as energetic or as not as you want. Like when we were love training last week, Dr. Nels gets up in his earphone. He's got a long cord, so he can dance all over his office, and he's painted his walls with all those great fishes and stuff. So we have a good time even when we're not in the studio together, dancing around for the love train. And it is just about time for that. When we come back after we love train, we will do some current events sometime during the last hour, catch up on animals in the news, and we would love to hear from you. So how can I help you with your animal friends? How can Natasha help you intuitively? A local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. All right, we are just about ready to roll on the love train, and I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, a body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.